In CI News this week, the Christian Institute launches legal action against the civil service over its support for Pride events. An Edinburgh Fringe venue indicates that it would ban Kate Forbes MSP from speaking there again under new inclusion and wellbeing policies. And a Christian Lioness is nominated for the Best Young Female Player of 2025. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 15th of August. I'm Angus Saul. The Christian Institute has launched legal action against the civil service over its public displays of support for Pride. In a pre-action letter, the CI notified Cabinet Secretary Sir Chris Wormald of its intention to seek judicial review of civil service participation in Pride events and its endorsement of LGBT ideology more widely. It follows a recent High Court ruling against Northumbria Police, which found that its participation in Pride events undermined public trust and impartiality. Deputy Director Simon Calvert explained why the CI is bringing the case against the civil service.
The law is very clear that civil servants are meant to be impartial in the discharge of their duties, and yet they're being encouraged to participate in Pride parades, which are highly political, officially on behalf of the civil service. They are allowed to wear rainbow lanyards to official meetings, and they put so-called preferred pronouns on the footers of all their emails. The police found out that you can't just ignore the law on impartiality. They lost that case where they tried to defend their participation in Pride parades. And I'm quite confident that the courts will take the same view of civil service participation in Pride parades.
An Edinburgh Fringe venue has indicated that Kate Forbes would not be allowed to return to speak due to her gender-critical views. The Christian MSP spoke at Summerhall Arts last week as part of a series of political interviews hosted by The Herald. A safe room was set up for artists who claimed to be terrified that Forbes was in the building, and police escorted her out due to protesters. A source at Summerhall told the Scottish Daily Mail that the event was booked prior to the guest list being confirmed, and that it is developing proactive inclusion and wellbeing policies that would prevent this oversight in our bookings process happening again. MSP Tess White called the move a scandalous attempt to curtail free speech, which is seemingly oblivious to the Supreme Court ruling, which fully vindicated in law those whom Summerhall wishes to silence. During the Herald's Unspun Live event, Forbes, who announced last week she is stepping down at the next election, was questioned about the people protesting the interview because of her views.
Can I see how brilliant it is that we still have freedom of speech in this country and that we can disagree? And actually, one of the antidotes to that hatred I talked about earlier is to create spaces where people can openly, without fear, counting on respect from another, have these discussions and debates.
The Education Secretary has been urged to prevent schools from using materials funded by the gambling industry. In an open letter to Bridget Phillipson, 58 organisations warned that resources promoted as a form of harm prevention can actually normalise harmful behaviours, omit or misrepresent important risks. According to the signatories, GambleAware and the Young Gamers and Gamblers Education Trust have promoted so-called responsible gambling and taught students how to use a betting slip. Professor Chris Van Tulleken of University College London warned that allowing such industries to influence schools distorts learning in favour of establishing the next generation of customers. We wouldn't let big tobacco teach children about smoking, so why are we allowing the alcohol, gambling and junk food industries into classrooms? The Institute's head of education, John Denning, is here with me now. John, the people who come up with this guidance, they're going to say that all they're doing is teaching children how to gamble responsibly. And, you know, they might say, well, come on, what's wrong with that?
Well, I think that we've got to think carefully about who's behind these resources and are they really being produced for the public benefit and for the benefit of schools. That's certainly how they're marketed to schools in association with the PSHE Association who worked together with them in producing these resources. But this focus on gambling responsibility is in a sense just a strategy to divert attention away from the gambling companies themselves and what they're up to, onto the gambler, and are they doing it in a responsible way or not, that's not really the issue. Children need to be taught about the inherent harms that are involved in gambling.
Government guidance has lots to say about what is taught in schools. Does it have anything to say about gambling?
Yes, so the Relationship, Sex and Health Education statutory guidance says secondary schools should teach that gambling can lead to serious mental health harms, including anxiety, depression and suicide, and about the risks of debt. And it also warns schools to be particularly cautious about using resources from organisations that have a broader interest in promoting harmful products, e.g. cigarettes and alcohol. But it doesn't apply that to gambling, and it certainly ought to be explicit about applying it to that and to the PSHE Association and Gamble Aware.
Thanks, John. And finally, a Christian who starred for England's Lionesses has been nominated for the Best Young Female Player of 2025. Michelle Adjumang is one of five women nominated for the Ballon d'Or Women's Coppa Trophy. She has already been named UEFA's Women's Euro 2025 Young Player of the Tournament. The 19-year-old is part of discipleship group Ballers in God, and she can be seen praying before matches. Posting on Instagram after the Lionesses' victory at the Euros, Adjumang quoted a Bible verse from 1 Corinthians. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.